All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
So above and beyond the offensive line, because we all agree that the offensive line is the main culprit so far when the Steelers have the football in their possession, what are some fixes that we think may help this offense at this point?
Sold.
I'll let you go first.
I've been sold this morning in reading some things and looking at a bunch of different things.
Okay.
I've been sold that perhaps, and it sounds backwards, you know, but perhaps an early game commitment to the run and see where it goes, because – let's just see. Let's take the thinking out of it. Okay, these offensive linemen aren't good, right? So let's take the thinking out of it. Let's take pass pro out of it as much, not as much as possible, but let's try, especially in early down situations, to get the football, to look across the line of scrimmage, and to just say, all right, just see if you can beat up the guy in front of you and make any kind of hole, and see if this guy that we drafted that has a deep pedigree from Alabama can find a hole, hit it, and go. Maybe infuse a little bit of Watt if you want to. Keep Freiermuth home. Go double tights, even though Ebron won't serve double tights. So that's when you bring in the fullback. Do that. Commit to the run and see where it gets you. And try to win a football game, I don't know, 17-16
yeah.
or something like yeah. that. But and if it doesn't, you can abandon it and you can go to something else, your traditional offense. But maybe that will – maybe the offensive line will get better if they just run block.
Yeah. I'd like to see a commitment to the run. Doug Whaley, talking to us a couple weeks ago, I think really, you know, he hammered that point home, that Najee's a rhythm back who needs to consistently get the football. And I agree with that. I think they do need to commit to it more early in the game, even when he's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. You've got to keep feeding this guy. The other thing that I would like to see – I'll mention it later. Go ahead. I know you've got breaking news.
Jim's stuck in traffic. He might not make it to work. Continue.
What? Real quick.
Yes.
Let's set an over-under on what time Jim walks into the studio.
7:57.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know how big. I'm going to say he gets stuck in a big backup. I'm going to say he walks in at like 8:26.
Crash in Millville on 28 near Millville. Not sure exactly where he's backed up right now. I bet he gets here at 7:57. Continue.
8:26 is my time.
Oh,
write
that
down,
great.
Matt.
And he'd be furious.
He's so mad. Red-faced, Jim.
Uh-huh.
In all seriousness, back to the offense. I would love to see them. They've targeted Pat Freiermuth only 5 times in these first 2 games. And look, I don't think it's a cure-all for the offense, but you spend a second-round draft pick on a guy, you better find a way to use him. And when he's only on pace right now for, let me do the quick math, like 45 targets over the course of a season, that's not enough. You targeted Ebron like 90 times last year in the pass game. I am in total agreement with you that Ebron is just a periphery piece at this point. Pat Freiermuth is your main tight end. I understand they're fearful that they've got to keep him in to help the blocking, but rather, just give me 2 or 3 of those targets that are jump balls to Chase Claypool down the sideline that are low percentage plays. Just turn 2 or 3 of those targets into targets for Freiermuth down the seam or sitting down on a deeper curl route in the middle of the field where he finds some space. And I think that would get them in a little bit more of a rhythm and help Ben. Think of some of the most comfortable moments in Ben's career. When
it was just his second game, though, you know, with Freiermuth. I do think there's still a learning curve for him. You know?
That's fine. I when he's been targeted, he's made catches. He's made plays. So
I disagree. I think I'm a little bit hesitant to turn a bigger portion of the offense over to a guy that is a tight end that's in his rookie year right now. I think the middle of the field can be opened up a lot more by guys that have been proven to this point in Juju Smith-Schuster and in Deontay Johnson running some crossing routes in order to get those linebackers a little bit more uncomfortable. There's been no uncomfortability quotient with the linebackers in either game so far.
Yeah, I just haven't seen those guys opening things up across the middle.
They haven't run crossing routes. That's the thing.
Okay, well, then give me someone in the middle of the
field
then. I think Freiermuth could be a big key to unlocking some things for Roethlisberger as far as, again, his comfortability goes. In his career, he's been most comfortable when he's had a tight end that he trusted. And I'm not trying to paint Pat Freiermuth as the next Heath Miller. In fact, in the receiving game, I think he's even more talented than Heath was. I don't think he's the blocker Heath Miller was, at least not at this point in his career. But use that young man. You drafted him. You spent a second-round pick on him when there were offensive linemen on the board, right? And we all talked about how they had to get stronger on the offensive line. At the time, I hesitated about the pick because I like Pat Freiermuth, but I thought they needed offensive line help earlier in the draft. This is where if you're gonna go that far to take him in the second round, fine. Just use him. I think, and again, I'm not talking about chucking it to him 8-9 times a game. Just find a couple more targets for him.
I think. Did also like if they do commit to the run a little bit, or at least show that they're gonna try to commit to the run. I think plays will be there, like the swing pass that they threw to Harris for the touchdown. I think that he can leak out of the backfield some. That can happen. But this hesitancy to throw in the middle of the field, even medium, and I'm not talking home run balls like they used to throw to AB. Just the hesitancy. If you want to run a dig route for a receiver, okay. If you want to have a curl and a tight end like Freiermuth come and sit down at 8 yards. I mean, if you think about that, even with good linebackers, Todd Heap sat down for 7 and 8 yards 750 times in his career. Yes. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Heath Miller sat down against the Bengals and against the Browns and against the Ravens a million times, 7 or 8 yards in that middle. And go ahead and create that soft spot. It's like the Steelers are unwilling to try to challenge the linebackers from the other team. And I found that to be really interesting because I don't think they went up against sets of linebackers that were all world the first couple weeks.
No, certainly not on the inside.
Correct.
Anyway. But you look at that next gen passing chart from Ben's day on
it's
Sunday.
It's like it doesn't.
There's not, Colin, there's not a single target beyond 10 yards downfield between the seams,
no.
Let alone a completion.
Just give me an 8 yard, you know.
Yet there are 5 or 6 incompletions, including an interception. Down the sidelines, beyond 20 yards. These jump balls to Claypool and whoever else is. Look, it's great when it hits. It's great when Claypool
but
comes down with it.
Throw it high and hope isn't a good plan.
No, you're Joe Flacco if that's your game plan.
Right. And it becomes street football. You know, you're just throwing it high and hoping somebody jumps up and catches it. And that isn't the great functionality of
and
this
I
offense.
Understand when you start to hit those deep ones down the sidelines on the perimeter, that single high safety. That stuff will go away. It'll become a too-high look, and that stuff in the middle will open up more. But you can't, like you said, it can't just be a wing and a prayer. You're going to have to challenge a single high safety eventually if you're Ben. You're going to have to understand that you're going to have to throw a really tight ball to whoever's going over the middle, whether it's Deontay, whether it's Juju, Chase Claypool, Pat Freiermuth, Najee coming up through the line, leaking out of the backfield, whoever it is. You're going to have to loop one in over a linebacker's head and in front of the safety and hit him with a nice ball in order to complete it. And he might just not be comfortable in doing that anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see. But it needs to go in a bit of a different direction. We know that. It can't continue where it is.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.